Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 104, the last one of season two. We've had a great season two here this year, talking on things. Today's podcast is going to be on the closeout of the year. We're nearing on that year end here now. So just reflection is one of those things we touched on last time as well. Be thankful for all the people, all of that. In setting goals, that is today's, is that closeout is look at your growth in areas. Look at all the things you've done. Now look at also the areas that you can still grow in and push yourself. Be thankful for everything that has happened to you in this year that's positive, and also learn from the negative. We've touched on this numerous times, but if you allow negativity to control your life and negatively influence things, you will then stop trying doing things in certain areas, and then you've allowed external things to control you. So your internal is what you can control, and surrounding yourself in environments where you can grow and become positive is one of the biggest things that any human can do. Remembering things that have happened amazing, and then learning from negativity. So do not beat yourself up, because so many times if you give, I always say the second, where if you give 1 second of worry to 2 to 3 5, then you get into minutes and hours and days. You can't control those things a lot of the time. So you worrying about something that somebody said or did, you can't. So you have to be and start surrounding yourself with people that bring positivity. But when you do have a negative influence in it, be able to control and then move forward and learn from it so that you can become all you can be. One of my favorite things is helping other people, because then if you surround yourself with people that help you, they help you out, and then you help them out. If you can do that, it's a two-way street and it becomes so much stronger. And in closing out a year, always you have to remember all of the positive influences in your life. So many negative things happen in the world and we can't control that. It's one of the things that as we get older and older, we don't really a lot of the time understand why things are happening to us, and we blame and we get down. But when you actually do a reflection and realize we had control over this, we allowed people in, and making sure that the people you allow in are also helping you and supporting you, not bringing you down. When you're in a situation where negativity is so prominent, you sometimes, if you've been in it so long, you don't take a step back and reflect on it. We've touched on this before. Do that reflection, look at it, and see if this is something for you in the new year and in the long haul. Reminding that you need those people to pick you up, and you also need to be those people, that person, I mean, for them. So to pick people up, it's a two-way street. The best relationships are give and take. Don't be taking all the time without giving some back to your friends. Understanding that sometimes as well, you need to change certain things in your own life to grow and become better. Maybe that is either adding more time with people, or maybe reducing time, because you can't control everything in other people's lives. It's sometimes the thing that I always looked back at, and especially in closing out of years, look at a situation when you go into it compared to your energy going in and out. Are you able to help and support and you feel good about yourself, or is it just a negative influence that you can't control and there's no change happening? I have found that as I get older, you start realizing the people that really support and make you feel that positive. And it's one of the things that I have really tried to surround myself more and more with, and even myself, is you don't want to talk about people and run them down. Life is way too short, and when you're constantly doing things like that, you will not get the most out of the day. When people are changing and growing, you need to understand there's ups and downs, so being there. But it's when somebody continually does the same thing and it's negative, you have to start reflecting and start seeing if that is an influence you need in your life. Now on the flip side, if you're there and you're bringing somebody up and they feel better and you feel better and you're both growing together, that's an awesome thing to reflect and look on. Now as well, closing out a year, a lot of time people just want to end the year and get on to the next, but take the things we've learned. We've touched on this so many times. So take the things you've learned from this year, apply them, and then have your goals. Always have short-term, long-term goals so that you can really push yourself to being all you can be this year. It's one of the things that people need to kind of connect last year and this year, so that you're not just closing a book and never learning from anything. We need to, like we've touched on the last few, growth and understanding that we apply these things, surrounding ourselves and making sure that we're in positive environments. Another thing in closing out as well that I want to kind of end this podcast on is sometimes just have some fun and try some new things, have some fun with friends, and remember that sometimes you all just need to let loose and have fun and surround yourself with that energy. The energy of just having fun and kind of like filling your cup up again. If you never fill your cup up, you're going to run on empty all the time, and then you get tired and worn out. So fill that cup up. make the most of your day, and try to surround yourself with people that help fill your cup up and you help fill theirs. Two-way streets are the best, and they will help you become all you can be. In closing out, ask yourself, and that's the reflection portion of this. You were closing out a year. What people have been there for you this year? What people really will help you grow? And how are you going to help them grow as well? And maybe set aside some times that, okay, Friday nights, for instance, we need to hang out and just unplug and help each other. Just not always do personal growth things. Sometimes just disconnect and have some fun, and don't be on social media and don't be surrounded by technology. Just actually connect with people. So that's my questions and my challenges for you, is sit back, think about it. How are you going to take the lessons from this year and apply them into the next year so that you can get all you can out of the next year and have those people that support you and bring you up in every situation? So that is the closeout. Ask yourself that, and let's crush the end of this and then start a brand new year and have a great time. So as always, thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.